Hi, this is Dr. Sai, dictating medical report patient, first name Daksha, D-A-X-A, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Date of birth is 03-21-1952, period examination date is 04-19-2022, period examination, chief complaint, colon patient came today with his chief complaint, correctional patient came today for annual physical exam and complaint of left knee pain and left shoulder pain, period examination, subject to colon patient came today with her husband today, stating that her left knee has been bothering her for past several days and the pain level is 5 or 6. And is relieved after resting period. The patient stated that she walked a lot the last few days and then the left knee pain started period. Next line, patient also complained of left shoulder pain. It started after she lifted a box and the pain level is 4 or 5 and there is no radiation of pain to the hand period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss, weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, comma, skin rashes or depression. Here, next line, past medical history is significant for hypertension. She is on amlodipine 10 milligram once a day, comma, chlorthalidone 25 milligram once a day as needed, and lisinopril 20 milligram twice a day period, along with the low salt diet period. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes mellitus and she is on metformin 500 milligram on tablet daily, along with low carb diet period. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day period, and patient is also on rosuvastatin 5 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet period. Next line, objective colon. Correction. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history. Patient has parathyroidectomy. Period. Next line. Family history. Father had a cerebral hemorrhage and passed away. Period. Next line. We want to get it reviewed and discussed. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she has two adult sons. Period. Patient is retired, and she does walking every day. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. Wants to be affiliated to her. Her diet is vegetarian diet. Period. Next line. Objective colon. ENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, neck is supple with only thyroid enlargement or left nodal enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds with only murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally with only wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft with only tenderness and bowel sounds are active. There is no acromegaly. Period. Next line, extremities have no cleft tenderness, edema or tremors. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the left shoulder joint and range of movement is limited due to pain. Hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next line, left knee examination reveals the tenderness of the knee joint and there is minimal joint effusion. Period. Passive range of movement is painful and weight bearing is most painful. Period. Next patient. Same patient, Daksha, D-A-X-A. Date of birth is 03-21-1952. Period examination date is 08-17-2021. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of shortness of breath upon exertion, comma, abnormal fasting blood glucose and follow for vitamin D deficiency. Period. Next line, subject to colon, patient stated that she feels a shortness of breath upon exertion and it is not associated with any palpitation. Patient did not gain any weight. And she has an appointment with cardiologist, period. Next line, patient stated that her fasting blood glucose is between 140 to 150 milligram per day, and she is advised on low-carb diet. Period, patient is going to have fasting glucose test and also hemoglobin A1C, period. Meantime, patient is advised to increase the cardiac exercises, period. Next line. Patient came today as a follow-up for vitamin D deficiency, and she's on vitamin D supplement. Correction, patient was on vitamin D supplement up until last month. And she's going to have a vitamin D level checked. Meantime, patient does not have any pain in the joints or muscles. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, excessive weight gain, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, skin rashes or depression. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine 10 mg once a day and lisinopril 20 mg twice a day, along with chlorothalidone 25 mg once a day and low salt diet. Period. Next line, patient also have a history of diabetes mellitus, and she is on metformin 500 mg once a day. Your next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day. Period. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear, bilateral without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. There is no acromegaly. Period. Next line. Extremities is no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. End of dictation.